See if Senator Dirksen can talk in room 607 at Sibley.
Thank you, yes, sir.
Hospital?
Yes, sir.
The Alcatraz Island District. Yes?
Senator Dirksen on 90.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. That ulcer hit me last night about midnight.
Well, if you quit drinking that damned Sanka and get on a good Scotch whiskey once in a while.
Oh, I think you got a point there.
Do you remember old Hatton used to break his arm and his leg and everything? And
yeah.
Do you remember old Tuck Milligan?
Yeah.
Tuck came up to him one day about 3-4 sheets in the wind and said Hatton was down with his crutches. And Hatton would always eat spinach and drink Sanka and strain his soup very carefully and never put any ice in his water and all those things. And Tuck said, Hatton said, you always got your leg in a cast, your arm in a sling, or your own crutches. Said, what you need to do is go out and get you about 3 good half glasses of bourbon whiskey. Then go down to Occidental with me and buy a red beefsteak. And then get you a woman. So maybe that's what you need. Maybe you, instead of drinking Sanka.
You've got an idea.
Say, which one of these fellows do you want appointed to the Federal Deposit Insurance? Randall Utah or Wallace Bennett's man or this New Yorker Javits?
Well, Leonard, I think it's, or Mr. President, I think it's like this. Wally is a ranking member on banking. This guy, I think, is a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I checked him out there with the head of the church. He says he's an awfully good young banker.
Yeah, and I think he can do the job. And I just put up my lightning rod for Wally.
No.
First, he's a damn good, honorable guy.
Yeah.
He has asked so little in his lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to stand in his corner.
Okay, that's all. Go back to sleep now. Don't let anybody else call you. I just wanted to wish you well and tell you I was thinking of you and hoping you hurry up and get back.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Waiting.